is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here this afternoon. Today, your opportunity to meet the new CEO of the YMCA of Douglas County, Cody Brockelmeyer. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
So, talk a little bit about your background. I understand you lived here as a youth. Tell us about that and then some of the things you've gone on to do.
Sure. Just briefly, from Southern California, originally the greater Los Angeles area, but I consider Roseburg my adopted hometown. Moved here about just before the sixth grade, a couple years over at Glide, and the rest at Umpqua Valley Christian. After graduating high school, just a number of things. Failed musician by trade, worked a number of different jobs, and eventually found my way to a recruiter's office, where I actually enlisted out of Roseburg as well.
So how long have you been in the Marines then?
15 years.
And how long ago did you exit?
I'm finishing up my what's called terminal leave, so my vacation time. I had a lot saved up because of the pandemic. I officially turn into a pumpkin in September, and then I'll be finding a reserve unit so I can still contribute.
Terminal leave. I don't know if that's the right way to phrase it or not. That sounds a little daunting.
But yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. So talk about your time in the Marines, because it seems like you've been involved in a lot of things.
Very much a victim of other people's success that I was able to gravitate onto. On the enlisted side, I started off in the legal administration field, continued to chip away at college courses, eventually finding my way to finishing my degree, went to officer candidate school. So boot camp is no more fun the second time. And then commissioned as an officer, where I worked in logistics for an infantry battalion and a number of other things between.
Now, a lot of higher education in there. You must really like doing that.
I do. I hate free time, is the joke I like to say.
So talk about some of those things that you did.
Sure. Well, the Marine Corps and the military in general, they really reward furthering yourself in personal development and education, especially with tuition assistance, which largely pays for you to take classes, and the GI Bill. I had an officer force me to take one class, then said do another and another. And I kind of kept watering that seed. Finished my undergrad, my master's, and my doctorate all on active duty.
So you've got those three. Any other? I think you've got some special certificates, too.
Yeah, long line of certificates, mostly through University of Notre Dame and some other online places.
So that's obviously a big interest in continuing to develop yourself and your abilities and your knowledge.
Absolutely. It's either, you know, if you stagnate, you die. You have to keep pushing it forward and put yourself in a room with people smarter than yourself, which is easy for me to do, and just keep pushing it forward.
And looks like you wrapped up with some work at Notre Dame.
That's right. I spent about 4 years there as the operations officer for their ROTC unit, working with the Navy, which really got me interested in higher education and what else I could do, getting ready to prepare myself to transition off of active duty.
What was it like to be at Notre Dame?
It was a once in a lifetime. It was a dream. And the good news is no conflict of interest, because being from the Pac-10 or now Pac-12 originally, Notre Dame and us, we all hate USC.
Ah, okay, there you go. I'm sure that'll go over well with some people and maybe not with a few, but okay. And we can tell people are already starting to talk about football season, apparently. So why the Marines? What motivated you to go that direction?
There's a lot of family history there, so I had kind of this tenuous interest in it. But really, it was a high school friend of mine who was working temporarily as a recruiter, and he asked me if I'd come in just for a favor. I don't care if you're not interested. Come in, talk to the recruiter, say you're not interested, and go home. Well, I was in there for 4 hours as I learned more about the Marine Corps, what it has to offer, and it just made a lot of sense, and that's why I decided to step forward and do it.
Do you think you got set up?
You know, I don't. I think James was just as surprised as I was.
Wow. Now, did you do all that without checking with your family?
I did, because my intent was just to go in there, say not interested, but after 4 hours, I thought, wow, this is... Well, I don't want to have buyer's remorse. Enlisting is a big decision. Went home, chewed on it for a while, went back several times, then told the family, I think this is something I want to do, but only for 4 years. I mentioned before I ended up doing 15, but it's funny how that works.
So what was it about the Marines that kept you reenlisting?
This sounds like I'm on a big stump speech for the Marine Corps, but there's truth in their advertisement. they offered me camaraderie, they offered me a chance to travel, they offered me all these other type of things. And I think I did return back to Roseburg better than the condition for when I first left.
So you get out of the Marines and you look ahead. What kind of ideas did you have about what you might want to do in the future?
You know, I didn't originally have nonprofit on my short list, but I want to continue to serve. No interest in a lot of the other industries and tech fields a lot of veterans go into. But as I started looking at what was opening, I just want a group of people who solve complex problems and give back. And it turned out that was just nonprofit under a different name.
And why?
So that's another one. I keep saying that I'm lucky to be falling into these things. I was looking around LinkedIn at different positions and finding out what I may or may not be qualified for, and that one popped up. And I thought, holy smokes, I know that I want to go back to Roseburg to set down roots for my family and raise my children here. What a cool organization, because I've always kind of looked at that as the connecting file between all the other organizations in the area. So I've applied.
So you were already interested in Roseburg as a place you wanted to go when you got out?
Absolutely. Even if I didn't have a job at the time, it was for sure going to be Roseburg, and I'd still be going to the Y as a member.
Wow. So what did your family think of all this? We're going where?
Well, I can tell you my wife was excited. A lot of my other family members were excited. I talked to my family, my parents, into moving out to Indiana, told Notre Dame. Now I've got to get them back out here, so maybe this will be a good plug for that.
So is your wife from this area too?
Correct, and all of her family still here as well.
So somebody that you met along the way in school?
Before I enlisted, actually, right beforehand. So my kids have had a lot of fun reconnecting with cousins and nephews and uncles, and it's been great.
So coming to Roseburg isn't like, okay, here's a new town that I lived in a long time ago. Your whole family's already got the history.
Very familiar territory.
Wow. What's the transition been like?
It's been interesting. What's funny is, I won't bore you too much, but my doctoral dissertation was on issues that veterans have transitioning back to the private sector. So I'd seen the answers to the test before I took the test. But I've been fortunate that I've got a great network of friends here even before I arrived back in the area, and the team I have at the Y, they've made it easy for me.
Well, and my understanding, when the word first got out a number of weeks ago back in April that you were going to be coming, just sort of scanning around social media, a lot of names popped up that apparently were people that you knew a long time ago that were really excited to have you back.
Yeah, it feels like a really big reunion all around.
Wow. Going to take a break, talk more when we come back on Inside Douglas County. Cody Bronkemeyer, new CEO of the YMCA. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1243 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1246, News Radio 1240, KQEN, Lars Larson coming at 1. Later today, Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show with Douglas County's Commissioner of Dirt. On tomorrow's Inside Douglas County, we're going to be talking to State Representative Cedric Hayden, get a review from his perspective of the recently adjourned session of the Oregon State Legislature. And on Friday's program, we'll have the featured performer at Riverbend Live as those summer concerts begin on Friday. So listen for that. Cody Bronkemeyer, the new CEO of the YMCA of Douglas County. So what does a CEO of the YMCA do?
Well, the first thing you do is you drink from the fire hose. You got to get smart on everything that you don't know, especially as a bit of an outsider. A lot of YMCA leadership are grown and raised through the YMCA. So I kind of came out with a bit of a consultant role, and I'm trying to get smart on things before we make too many big decisions. But again, great team there, so we're excited.
Now, you talked about living here a long time ago, but what was your reaction the first time you saw the Y? And maybe that was on Zoom, or maybe that was in person.
I was fortunate enough to come out and visit for an in-person interview in April. And it was kind of I visited every so often back to town, but hadn't spent a lot of time at the Y. So it's pretty surreal. It's the same color, which I thought was cool. A lot of renovations on the inside. But I remember going there as a kid, swimming, spending time with my family, and thinking, wow, this might be something that I'm responsible to push forward. It was heavy.
And, of course, some additions, the skating rink and all the things that probably weren't there when you were here the first time.
The skating rink was here,
ah, okay.
But a lot of the other renovations, this was my first time seeing. It was pretty mind-blowing.
And what were your thoughts as you got to interact with maybe some of the staff?
I've worked a lot of different places, but I want to talk the passion. It really reminded me of the military. They said, you know, this is my unit. This is my YMCA. We want the right person for the job, and here's what we want to contribute to it. It doesn't seem like a 9-to-5. And this is very familiar to me, to be a part of an organization where the people live and breathe it. That made me feel a lot more comfortable about it.
And as you were here, what did you think about just how the Y seems to fit into the community?
I think that it's doing a good job. And now that a lot of we're going to be moving forward post-pandemic, I think that what we can really do is just start collaborating. Whether it's somebody really organized and structured, such as the Boys and Girls Club, or individuals and family members, what are the gaps and how can we contribute? The Y's official motto is for a better us. So what is it that the community needs to get better, and how can we help with the resources we have?
So do you have any specific ideas at this point in terms of areas where you want to grow or maybe programs you'd like to see?
I think the first thing that I want to do, even though this sounds safe, is get back to where we were before the pandemic, get back to normal business hours, operating hours, childcare, et cetera, and then we can have a more informed decision on what innovative ideas we can have.
And you come in at a time where obviously the last 16 months, a big financial hit, a big hit in a lot of ways.
Right. Luckily, we have some very loyal members and some very generous anonymous donors, anonymous and otherwise, and that's kept us afloat. So I want to make sure they see that return on investment as we move forward.
And I would imagine that in other places in the country, maybe in Oregon, facilities like this have probably shuttered or almost shuttered.
They really have. I kept a big finger on the pulse out in Indiana, tried to get some ideas of what they've done, what's worked and what hasn't. So yeah, there's a lot of problems to solve, but I'm optimistic.
What would you describe, since you've been here, just this is day 11, you said?
Just about.
What's a typical day been like for you so far?
It's really coming in, and what I like to do when I first come in, Monday's my favorite day of the week, by the way, love a Monday, is just walk the line.
You realize that that's like opposite of everyone else.
Well, you're recharged from the weekend, you've got a new set of problems to accomplish and find out what it's going to be, so love a Monday. But you walk the line, you go all the way outside the building, you walk through, you greet people, kind of get the buzz and the energy, and by Tuesday, you've really got a good decision, a good idea of what do we need to do to accomplish before Friday.
Wow. Now, what about, the Y, at least backing up historically, was a seven-day-a-week place. Do you want to get back to that?
Oh, I'd love to. It's a weird tipping point we talked about at our staff meeting just this morning between what staff we have available and what the appetite is for members. And once we find out what the magic number is between that, that'll be the trigger line for moving forward.
And I imagine this is probably, and it's going to sound like an overdone pandemic phase, but it's probably a phrase, but it's going to probably be in phases.
It absolutely will be. But the last thing I want to do is make an overarching statement and then have to retract that. So I think based on the appetite for the members and the staff that we have right now, we'll start moving forward incrementally, whether it's in the evening, maybe some Saturdays, et cetera. But please check our social media because things will change quickly and often, and that's when we can give you the latest and the greatest.
I imagine with all the challenges of that type of an organization and times when you couldn't do a lot of things or certain things could only be done outside, but oh yeah, it's winter. So there was just some elements there that probably had to be pretty stretching on the staff.
There was a lot of innovation. They were moving bikes outside. They were getting heating lamps. When it got hotter, they put misters outside to remain outside. So it really is back to collaboration because the members have to be willing to be flexible as well because they're paying something, and that's something we need to recognize.
And for the board of the Y, describe what they do in all this.
The board is a real... It's like an 80s action movie when you find out the best of the best from the different talents. We have people within the healthcare system, those who are good at fundraising, those who are good in financial industries. So the role that they're playing is they kind of form together like Voltron with their various capabilities, find out what we need from them as a Y staff, then they go into the community and kind of bridge those gaps. It's been very helpful and an easy transition for me.
Now, during your time at Notre Dame and all the other things you've done, you get to interact with a lot of different people, different types of people, both during your military time, military and civilian folks. What was your thought about just what the board members were like?
What I really wanted to know is if I'm serving at the pleasure of the board, what do they need from me? And I was hoping they would also understand what do I need from them. And it's been completely two-way street symbiotic relationship. So now that I know that we have that foundation, there's really not much we can't do.
Because in nonprofit organizations, sometimes you have board members that they're there, they're on the board, they may help behind the scenes, but they're not super engaged. And then you have others that are the opposite, they're very engaged.
Right, and there's a tipping point where it could be too much either way, but I think that we've found that balance.
And what's your plan for the next month or so going ahead in terms of some of the things you want to get to?
The phase plan, now that we know that some of the COVID restrictions are, or the mitigation processes are being eliminated, is to find out how we can do it, but do it safely. I'm not going to get into a vaccination political thing, but we want to make sure our members are safe and our staff is safe. And then we find out what the community needs and how we can scratch that itch. So you're going to start to see a phased incremental approach, probably starting with a newsletter that I'll be releasing this evening.
And how many members does the Y have these days?
Those numbers are coming to me. I don't want to give you any bum information, but I know they're being tabulated right now.
And that was one of those things that during the pandemic, you probably took a good-sized loss?
We did take a hit, but I'd like to give an anonymous shout-out for those who knew they couldn't come in the building and still retain their membership. That's we couldn't have stayed afloat without them.
And I know that a lot of folks, it was hard for them to, you know, to have to do that, because for so many people, I've been told that are go through the Y and take classes or participate in various things there. One of the motivations is the fact that you've got this system of support. You know, maybe you're in a class with these people or whatever the activity might be, or you swim or use the exercise bikes or whatever. And sometimes it's harder to stay motivated to take care of yourself and exercise when you're kind of going it alone.
Yeah, one thing that I've noticed is when our members come into the Y, they don't just come in with their head down and then leave with their head down. They come in and they're meeting people, they're meeting the front desk. It's very much a community in there as well, which extends on what you were talking about, the accountability. Well, if you haven't shown up in a couple of days, your group is going to let you know about it.
And so then you wonder during that time, you know, were those people out doing some of those activities on their own? Were they not? That's been probably one of the big struggles of the pandemic. Some people have gotten a lot more physically active and others have gone the opposite.
Sure. And I think, you know, like I said before, there's a balance in that. But it's been really cool seeing these members reconnect who haven't seen each other for so long and find out what their goals are and how we can help them move that way.
So in just the time you've been there, obviously every face practically is a new face at this point. But does it sound like from what the staff say that more and more people are starting to come in every day?
I would say so. We're trending upward in terms of members, even people coming by every day. They're touring the facilities, they're asking questions, and they're asking really good questions to make sure they get their return on investment as well. And I'm happy to announce that starting next Wednesday, we're going to start the free Zumba in the park. Even for non-members, come down to Stewart Park and see what we have to offer. And these kind of things are important because we used to do them, and we need to get back to that continuity.
And for somebody who's thought maybe in the past but has never pulled the trigger on a Y membership, what would you say to encourage them?
I'd say come by and ask the question, because we're not just a gym. There's a lot of great gym facilities, not to give free pub, but there's a lot of options that you have. But come find out what options we have to make sure that your dollar is going to go toward, if you have the whole family, what is it for mom, for dad, for the kids, and everything between? We do have a bit for everyone, and we're going to have more for everyone very soon.
Less than a minute left on Inside Douglas County. What's your overall take on Roseburg, what it's like now, and what you see ahead in the future?
I think the easiest way to phrase it is what I said at the beginning of our conversation. I was going to move here no matter what. I had the whole world at my disposal where I could have exited the Marine Corps and moved into. And this is where I wanted to set roots for my family. It's a great place to raise children, and I'm happy to be home.
Cody Brockelmeyer, the new CEO of the YMCA of Douglas County. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.